on the track. Warren Huntley is with us to preview the 8-race program. How are you, Warren?
I'm very good, thanks, Nav.
What are your thoughts on today's program?
It's a pretty low-grade meeting, to be fair. I think there's some good form to come out of the last race. It's clearly the best race on the card, and there's a couple of modest races in the middle of the program. I think we can show a profit, but it's the amount of racing we have in general, and at this time of year in particular, tends to stretch the horse population, and obviously then you get a little depth in some of the races.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this first event over the 1900. There are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Broccolo at $2, 3, a Sarasota Bay at $3.60, and all the others are at double figures.
One win from 12 and even money for Broccolo is not a great enticement from my point of view, from a punny point of view, but I do think he's the most likely winner. The trip should be okay, and he's certainly fit and should be able to get a nice spot in the run. Sarasota Bay comes through a race where they just walked in front last start, so didn't really have a solid hit out, but I think he's the other horse with some upside. Royal Applause has come through that race to win again since, so the form's holding up well. Apocalypto comes back slightly in trip, but he's generally pretty tough. I thought he was a bit below par last time out, but most of his runs have been honest enough, and Jet Zena might be a little bit on the up and suited after this trip. 2, 3, 5, 9.
So we go 2 from 3, 5, and 9 in race number 1. The second event is over 1450 for fillies and mares. Take out the 7. We've got number 1, Champagne in Paris at 3. 390 for Flying Frenchie. Down to number 8, Hanboshi, who's at $2.90.
I'm going to go with Hanboshi. Now, I thought back in the field, getting clear late last start and only on debut, I thought she worked home well at Terang behind Truly Discreet. It was a bit of a bunch finish, but I think there's going to be some good form to come out of that race. I know it's only early in the day and the track's expected to improve, but that was on soft ground on debut, so that's a positive given that the water's been put on the track to cope with the heat that's expected. Champagne in Paris worked hard on the speed in a pretty strong maiden town last start, certainly can improve here, should get a much more economical run here from a more favourable draw. Flying Frenchie was solid enough to the line last start at the 1400 metres, so had the run and a couple of runs in the distance range. No intention came out of that race to run pretty well at Cranbourne on Saturday night, and I do think the race falls away. I put Rosamond in as next best with a tongue tie on. 8, 1, 3, 5.
8 from 1, 3, and 5 in the second. Third race, you can take out number 5. We've got number 1, Divine Red at 280. 290 for the 8, O'Grace, and then you're looking at 10, the Party Girl at $4, the first starter.
Yeah, and she's trolled up quite nicely, the Party Girl. Got back off the speed the most recent jump out that I saw, but really did work home well. I'm going to go with O'Grace. She gets a tongue tie on. I thought the debut run was solid at Yarra Valley, just kept going to the line. Super Hussy got that run back near the inside and darted through. But with that run under the belt and up marginally from the 1,000 to the 1,100, not a lot between them. I'm going to go with O'Grace. Divine Red certainly going well enough to win a race and come through a maidens of quite a bit of depth. Just got to see him get the opportunity to just put a field away. He hasn't been able to do that. He's had his chances at times, but certainly not hard to man a case that some of these races that he's been contesting have more depth than this. The Party Girl I mentioned has trialled up nicely to make the debut, and the most recent jump out of Fight for Victory was solid enough also. 8, 1, 10 and a gap to 2.
8, 1, 10, 2. We look at race 4, maiden, to be run over 1,100 metres, and in this race there are no scratchings. Number 1, Aero Victory is at $2.90, $9 for Zoffa Print, then you're down to $4 for Spades a Spade, and Equalite is at $4.80.
It's trimmed up as the morning's gone on, but I'm going to stick with Equalite as my value now. Gee, I thought a recent jump out at Ballarat was really encouraging, and we've only seen her on one occasion at Geelong, and was on the speed on that occasion and spelled after that. Gee, if you're just looking at the debut, if it was a debut performance coming off a recent jump out, you'd expect she's made good improvement and looks ready to go to the races and run well. And still think we can play each way and a bit of value about 10. Equalite, Aero Victory's clearly got the best of the race form, resuming here, and certainly formed through Tahi, and Geodudo, I think, has made his way to Hong Kong now, holds up well here. Spades a Spades produced some reasonable runs on the fresh side. That's the scenario here for today resuming. And if it can, I thought it trialled up nicely going into this preparation. Maybe just needed a few runs to blow the cobwebs out. Might be next best. 10-1-9-5.
10-1-9-5. We're up to the quaddy legs now. Race 5 being the first. This is a maiden of a 1600. Number 12 is out. Number 2, Hegemon at $9.50. $9 will meet again. Angel Toffers at 6. $8.50 for Lord Canford. Lubu, the odds on favourite at $1.90.
I think that's probably the way to go, Lubu. Nah, it's just had the runs back. He looked ready to go, trialling into this preparation, but he's raced like he wants that bit of ground. He's been finishing off okay behind Kazi Farazi and Pickle Horrible. Certainly the Kazi Farazi form line, terrific now and fit with racing under the belt and up to the 1,600 metres here. Does look the race for Lubu to lose. I'm very forgiving of Will Meet Again last start. Cop severe interference early and was just out of play. His previous preparation indicated that he's certainly competitive out to this trip and will get out of the maiden grade soon. So I think he might be able to add values to trifectas, first fours and the like. Hegemon's still got a bit to learn, but worked home well last start and jumped from 11 to 1600 on that occasion. And Angel Toff's getting fitter and worked home okay last start also. Looks a terrific race for 9 ahead of 5, 2 and 6.
9, 5, 2, 6. We look at race 6, take out the 8. We've got the 3, Snifferoo, at 6, down to Millie the Missile at $1.95. $3.90 for the 6, So Distinct, and then you've got the Sands at $9.50.
It's similar to the first race, Nard. I don't know if you really want to take that short odds about a horse that's won 1 from 11, but she has been placed on 8 other occasions. So she really runs badly, Millie the Missile, and getting out of maiden grade last start, I thought she ran quite well in 58th grade. She seemed to have her opportunity, but she stays in that grade here. And just around the same distance range. She's the one to beat, but I think she's tight enough in the market. So Distinct's got the earmuffs going on pre-race, and he's getting fitter. Last couple of runs have been solid, and that form through Catch Me Latar winning seems to be holding up quite well. Timmy Carr's an interesting runner in this grade. First up's been trialling well enough, I think, for a horse that's going to be first up at 1,600 metres. And gee, most of his runs have been 70 and 78 grade in recent times. He's here with a good claim and in 58th grade. So I'm including him in everything I do with a tongue tie on first up. And Snefaroo, who can be a little bit hard to follow, but can pull out a run. Hasn't won, but placed for 2 from 2 on this track. 4, 6, 1, 3.
So we go 4 from 6, 1 and 3. Now the 7th over 1,100. No scratchings. 1 Mr. Cooley at 360. Gershom at 280. Splesure at 9.58 for Tiffany's Bell. And you've got Neona at $7.50.
Yeah, this is not a strong race. No, look, I'm going to go with Gershom. He comes back to 1,100 metres. I thought maybe out to the 1,200 metres on the soft ground last start might have tested in. The track should have firmed up a bit by this stage, and he should get a nice run from the draw. Maybe they might need to get away from the inside by this stage of the day, as Willie outlined. But look, I'm putting Gershom on top without a lot of confidence. Mr. Cooley seems to have been around forever, but he continues to race well enough. He was good behind She's Beneficial, who won again at the weekend, and Dragon Artist also has won in stronger grade. So the form around Mr. Cooley's holding up well. Stablemate Jack Henry's running similar races at times throughout their career, and luck in running sometimes plays a part where they finish up. There mightn't be a lot between them, and Miss Sweden's got speed and getting fitter. 2-1-5-6.
So 2 from 1, 5 and 6, and then over to race 8, the last of a 1,200. Take out runners 5 and 7. Number 1, Orokai Overload at 8.50. 2.70 for Satori. You've got Scene 2 at 9, 8.50 for Sever, 2.40 for Mizuna.
Yeah, Mizuna, I think, is the one to beat, Nards, but Satori looked good winning on debut also. But importantly, Mizuna's had the experience of running here at Kilmore, which can be a bit of a tricky track getting down the hill into the home straight. And then from that good run at Kilmore, went and won at Mornington, got the maiden out of the way, and goes to the Class 1 here. But it's a filly, I think, with a bit of upside, as is Satori. I haven't seen a recent trial or jump out, but his debut win was good, and gets the blinkers off and the earmuffs go on. So interesting that Matt Kamani's changing the gear on what was a winning combination. So there might even be a better combination here. Sever's had been nominated and accepted with a few times to resume here for the Hayes and Davening stable. He'll be better deeper into the preparation when he gets over a bit further. But I like his most recent jump out. It is trucking up nicely just behind the speed. And Scene 2 will be fitter for one run back from a spell for Weary. I've got in his next best. 9, 2 and 4, clearly a gap to 3.
9, 2, 4, 3. What's your best roughy quaddy and also your player of the day?
Race 5, number 9, Lubu, is my best. Nards, I think of the shorties, he's probably the most reliable. Race 4, number 10, Equalite, the value, although it has been sitting up as the morning's been going on. For the quaddy, first league 2, 5 and 9. second leg 1, 3, 4, and 6, third leg 1, 2, 5, and 6, home with numbers 2, 4, and 9. I'm going to play a running double through races 3 and 4 as a player today. First leg 1, Divine Red, 8, O Grace, and 10, The Party Girl, into race 4, 1, Aero Victory, and 10, Equalite.
Good on you, Warren. We'll talk later in the show when we discuss track work.